brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am not Alex Jones, I am Jason Burmis. I'm subbing in for Alex one more day. But boy, am I excited. I came in today to find out that I have a jam-packed show. And on the line right now, I have both Kevin Booth of American Drug War and the legend Tommy Chong, you know, from such movies as, you know, the Cheech and Chong films, Next Movie, Nice Dreams, even the Corsican Brothers, all good stuff. And he has a prominent role in American Drug War. Tommy, of course, picked up for selling glassware on the internet after 9/11. That's a no-no, apparently. And I'm not sure how many months he did. I think he did like 8 to 12, but we'll ask him. Kevin, Tommy, are you with me?
Yeah.
Excellent to have you both on. I guess I want to ask Kevin first, what really launched you into this American Drug War picture? I've seen it. I think it's excellent. And, you know, I know it's made its rounds on Showtime. I know we're selling it here, but it's really getting out there.
Well, like I say in the film, I mean, my personal motives were just the deaths of several family members to what I call the legal drugs of alcohol, tobacco, and pharmaceutical drugs that kill at least almost a million Americans a year, while all the so-called illegal drugs kill less than 11,000 a year. And when you look at the death stats from marijuana, it's pretty much impossible to find. Classic, my dogs are barking. Live radio. And that's pretty much what got me going on this. But I wanted to, you know, I also, you know, wanted to have Tommy on because they've got a new film out called AKA Tommy Chong, which is totally focuses on Tommy's arrest. Josh Gilbert, filmmaker, did a great job of making this film. And that's why I thought it would be so important to have Tommy on right now, because he's just had a story happen to him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Tommy, so why don't you tell the listeners your story? You were jailed for how long?
Well, I was arrested. Not really arrested. My house was raided by the DEA. And they came in and they grabbed computers and cash, and they were looking for weapons, guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, you know, some pot there. They took it, but they weren't really looking for pot.
Mm-hmm.
They were after me, basically. And bongs were the excuse.
Mm-hmm.
What they did, they set up a phony head shop in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania was one of two states that would prosecute this law, that little known law that made it illegal to ship drug paraphernalia across the state line.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the little technicality they got my company on, my son's company. And I pled guilty because I didn't want them going after my son or my wife,
mm-hmm.
which they threatened to do. And I received 9 months in federal penitentiary.
Wow, 9 months. What was it like there in federal penitentiary? I've seen the interview that Kevin conducted with you about 2 or 3 years ago.
It was life changing for me. You know, mm-hmm. I went from a comedian pothead to an activist pothead. Now I'm really they pissed me off. You know. And, you know, the fact that they could put me in, and I was in there with a lot of people, you know, that were victims of the drug war, and their sentences were a lot worse than mine. You know, I was in there with people that, you know, finishing up a 20-year sentence for marijuana cultivation, you know, ridiculous times, you know, and they were the most peaceful and caring people in the prison. And, you know, the horror stories in the federal prison system is legendary, you know, and I was I was lucky enough to be able to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah, lucky enough indeed. Tommy, thank you for coming on. Kevin, we'll be back after this. This is the Alex Jones Show. Make sure you go out and see the 9/11 Chronicles at the Alamo Theater this Saturday, May 17th, or Sunday, May 18th. It's a free screening. Movie won't be available till July. We'll be back with Tommy Chong and Kevin Booth after this.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back with Tommy Chong and, of course, Kevin Booth, the creator of American Drug War. Tommy, also in a new picture. Tommy, why don't you tell us about the new project? Obviously, we've seen you in American Drug War, very powerful in that, you know, along with Freeway Ricky Ross and others. Just an excellent film by Kevin Booth. But what's this other project?
Well, A.K.A. Tommy Chong is the film that was made by Josh Gilbert about me, my trials and tribulations going into prison. Mm-hmm. It shows me before, during, and after the prison thing. But there was an interesting development that just happened 2 days ago. The feds, the same people that put me in jail originally, Mary Beth Buchanan, or Mary Beth Loose Cannon, as I call her, they raided the warehouse where the film was being kept, and they confiscated somewhere like 10,000 copies of A.K.A. Tommy Chong. And they told Matt Stevens, the distributor of the film, that they were doing a preliminary seizure. And he asked, you know, how long will this invest? You know, when can we get our stuff back, or mm-hmm. what's going on? And they said, after the investigation. And they asked him, how long would the investigation take? And they said upwards to 15 years.
So it doesn't look like they're getting those 10,000 copies back. Did they give a reason why they did that, or
no? Because they it's a preliminary seizure, so they can't really tell you why they're seizing our property.
Oh, that's really nice of them. Well, I actually have Josh Gilbert and Matt Stevens of AKA Tommy Chong on the line. Let's bring those guys up. Josh, Matt, are you with me?
I'm here. This is Matt.
Okay, is Josh with me too? Awesome. So why don't you guys tell me what happened? I hear you guys got raided and your product was actually taken away.
Yeah, you know, we've done, to give you a brief history here, Tommy and I did a little business back together in the 90s, so naturally we're guilty by association where he was the spokesperson for our products. And then as, you know, Tommy's Volts events unfolded with the Operation Pipe Dreams, you know, Josh made a very fine documentary on it and then brought it to us to say, hey, why don't you help us distribute this? And we said, sure, I'd love to. So we released the documentary 8 weeks ago, and there's about a 10-minute clip in there that it focuses on Mary Beth Buchanan and some of her, I guess we could call, interesting behaviors. I mean, she's in the Western District of Pennsylvania, and there's airplanes crashing in her district with terrorists on them, and she's focusing on pornography and bongs. And we're at a time of crisis in the country, and she's looking at stuff like that. So I think it's something that everyone would say, that doesn't seem right. Anyways, to make a short story shorter, we released the video 8 weeks ago, which kind of brings some of Mary Beth's actions into light. And sure enough, 8 weeks after we released the video, we get raided. Now, there is a sealed affidavit somewhere that says what the probable cause is for the raid. However, the affidavit is sealed and will be sealed as long as there is an investigation. And there is no known chronology, time frame, or whatever to when the investigation will be terminated.
And this is really odd to me because there's a ton of different marijuana-type film documentaries out there. I think the latest is Super Jaime. And that's not getting raided. That's not getting taken out. It seems like when you try to take a political perspective and expose those that are hypocrites, like you just said, you know, Mary Beth Buchanan in Pennsylvania, you know, where a plane went down, supposed a terrorist took it down. It seems like we've turned into the terrorists after 9/11. It seems like, you know, Patriot Act 1 and 2 and even the Military Commissions Act is really there for the U.S. citizen and not so much the spooky terrorist.
Well, you know, this is Kevin talking. You know, your guest on earlier was talking about how people didn't used to fear the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say that the last 37 or so years of the drug war have been a perfect way to change how everyone views police, and the drug war is a perfect way of making everybody so we fear the police now. It's changed the game while also dumbing down America. And, you know, what other better boogeymen are there that can never be defeated but drugs and terror? Well, how can you ever defeat drugs or terror? There's no way to do those things. So it's a perfect, you know, psyop on us.
Yeah, it's a perfect ongoing war and a perfect way to get funding again and again and again and again. And then I would say even another aspect of this is when they jail these people for nonviolent drug crimes, they're in these prisons working for privatized corporations at about 39 cents an hour, sometimes doing telemarketing.
It's a perfect scam. They make money coming and going and every which way in between.
Tommy, what's your view on the war on terror right now?
On the war on terror?
Yes.
Well, obviously it was manufactured, purposely or inadvertently by this administration or by the Republican Party,
mm-hmm.
in order, first of all, to get them elected,
mm-hmm.
and second of all, in order to keep their cronies that are making millions and billions of dollars off that, money is made with chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there's chaos or martial law, you know, declared, then these huge corporations can come in and just rape and pillage the villages without opposition. In fact, they do it under the guise trying to create law and order, you know,
mm-hmm.
like they try to create peace in Iraq. You know? So it gives you an idea, you know, and like Matt said or Kevin said, you know, this is the perfect way to keep the criminals in action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's rats in the pantry is what I call it. You know, and so I feel. You know, what I learned in prison is that the universe is perfect. And for every action, there's a reaction. It's called karma, whatever you want to call it. And so what we're going to witness here, what we witnessed with the George Bush, time in office, we saw how the universe just played with him, you know, with Katrina, with the war, with, all these, with Dick Cheney shooting his friend in the face with a shotgun. All these things are the universe acting against these guys, you know, because that's the way it works.
So you, like Kevin, would probably say that you don't see any end in sight for the war on terror or the war on drugs?
Me?
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying, Tommy, do you see an end in sight? Kevin said he doesn't see an end in sight.
An end in sight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's also it's a cycle. Absolutely. Absolutely. I see it coming. You know, nothing lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the peace and prosperity doesn't last forever. You know, Obama won't last forever. No one lasts forever. And George Bush, definitely, you know, his time is not only numbered, but he, you know, him and his boys broke international law, and so they won't be able to travel outside of the U.S. without risk of being arrested. So oh yeah, karma is a bitch, boy. When it comes down on you, it comes down on you, and that's what kept me going. You know, while I was in jail, I just used that time, you know, to write a book and to become an activist and to let, you know, travel around the country and to show people like Mary Beth Buchanan, you know, her actions, you know, I mean, it's done secretively, but I'm going to be on every major talk show, you know, just talking about it until I embarrassed the government so much that they're just going to have to knuckle under and give up this stupid attitude they have.
Well, I hope you're correct. Josh, Matt, where can you get the movie now that it's been rated? Is there another place that we're going to be able to get, a.k.a. Tommy Chong?
Yeah, you can still order the additional units that haven't been taken, and that website is akatommychong.com, and we can ship you out one.
Excellent, excellent.
Go to DEA.gov and buy your copy today.
Well, Kevin, I mean, there's a ton of extras on your American Drug War film. One of them is a Tommy Chong extra. One of them's an Alex Jones extra. I think there's even an extra on Joe Arpaio, the sheriff out there as well.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. You know, and I had to just show that. A lot of people say they can't stand watching them, but I mean, it's important for people to just see the arrogance, you know, in these drug warriors. And when you go out there, and when I found, you know, the 4 years I spent trying to document the drug war, is that most of these pro-drug warriors kind of like, you know, like Tommy says, they're like rats. They scurry away. They hide in the shadows. So it's rare when you find someone who's as pro-drug warrior as Joe Arpaio is, who's proud to be on the camera. And so, you know, that's why, you know, it's important for people to see that face and to hear him talk and just the level of self-righteousness and just the denial of hypocrisy, just like what we're seeing right now in this massive San Diego bust, where now something like 250 students aren't going to be graduating, all because one girl OD'd on cocaine. Well, I looked it up, and, you know, the hazing deaths, I mean, you know how many students die from hazing every year? So once again, it's okay if you die from alcohol. It's okay if you die from cigarettes. It's certainly okay if you die from any number of pharmaceuticals. But when someone dies from illegal drugs, like, oh, my God, you know, it's time to just start throwing everybody in prison.
Yeah, and throwing them in prison into someone like Arpaio, who wants to dress them up in a pink prison jumpsuit. And I think it says something like, I was a drug addict on it, put on a chain gang. Really dehumanizes his prisoners, at least from what I've seen. I mean, that's all over the place.
They did that in the prison. This is Tommy Chong.
Mm-hmm.
I was that, you know, dehumanizing people. They had a transvestite that still had her penis,
mm-hmm.
but she had breasts. And so she was like an oddity in an ugly as sin, by the way. he or she had an oddity. You know, she was an oddity in the main prison. So what they did, they dressed her up in a pink.
Hold that thought, Tommy. We're going to come back right after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. LooseChange911.com is my website.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woodsmaster, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, I listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. I think about the woman.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm subbing in. I'm Jason Burmis. I just want to let everybody know that they can go catch a sneak peek of Alex's latest film, The 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising, over at the Alamo Draft House on Saturday, May 17th at 4 p.m., Sunday, May 18th, 7 p.m. We're talking to Tommy Chong right now. And before we get back to the prison and dehumanization, Tommy, you mentioned how these people like to create order out of chaos. And I just have to ask you, because a lot of people have talked about this on this program, What's your view on 9/11? We've had people like Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, you know, senators, congressmen come on and doubt the official version. Do you doubt the official version of 9/11, Tommy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many horror stories about 9/11 that have been kept quiet that, you know, I mean, it'll be like the Kennedy assassination. You know, years later, we'll find out the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, what do you think some of the biggest inconsistencies of the official version are?
Well, the biggest inconsistency is the fact that who was allowed to fly after everything was shut down?
Mm-hmm.
It was the bin Ladens.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they blame this guy, and then they let the family go while everybody else is grounded.
Yeah, it would have been great to have them to ask them some questions, or to torture them, actually, you know, once we got Bush. You know, got the torture thing under his belt.
Well, what interests me is this week they actually reported that everybody who was involved in the USS Cole bombing, again, it's supposedly Al-Qaeda, the big boogeyman, was let go in Yemen. And you would think if this terrorism threat was real, these are the guys that would be in Abu Ghraib and Gitmo, Tommy.
Yeah. Well, see, you see, that's how it works. You know, and that's the way it worked in prison, by the way. It's the same system that they have, you know. That's why, you know, the powers that be, they're perverting justice. And we get outraged, you know, because, you know, we believe in the Constitution and all that. But there was even reports about Pearl Harbor being a setup. At least they knew that it was coming, and they could have done a lot more than what they did to stop it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, it's pretty interesting.
But they needed Pearl Harbor in order to launch, the bigger war. And that was the same as 9/11. If it wasn't for 9/11, we wouldn't have had Bush in the White House.
Well, I agree with you there. And then you have the Project for a New American Century, which is this neocon think tank, including Cheney and Wolfowitz and people like Dan Quayle, where they actually call for this new Pearl Harbor in a document called Rebuilding America's Defenses only 3 months before the attacks, where they say they need it in order to transform the Middle East or Eurasia.
Yeah, and it's all to subvert and to get the national, to get the oil, you know, to get their hands on the oil. Not because we don't have oil of our own. No, it's to control the world's supply of oil, and that's basically what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I'm saying the universe is so perfect, because the oil prices and that have just forced people to go to the electric car, and now Toyota is the biggest car manufacturer in the world because they have a hybrid, and we have the technology to have full on electric cars, and eventually we will have to have them because no one will be able to afford the gas cars. And so, see, no matter what these guys do, you know, eventually, it balances out.
Well, my view is this. I mean, the last 2 years, the oil companies have posted record profits.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's no shortage of oil. What they've done is they've gone in, they've taken over the second richest oil nation in the world, Iraq. And because they control the supply, they can demand as much money as they like. And that's why we're seeing $4 a gallon oil. I'm soon to see $5 a gallon oil this summer.
Absolutely, but what it does, it forces. It's just like the food shortage. You know, we have two problems in America. We have we're getting a food shortage, and we have obesity problems. So it sort of evens itself out. You know.
Well, those are two subjects we actually do talk about a lot on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, food shortage. A lot of people don't understand that the gas also jacks up the price of food because the supplies are shipped throughout the country. You know, and we're just being raped over and over again on not only the gas prices but our food prices as well. So you see a lot of modes of control. Do you fear that they might carry out yet another attack for more control in this country?
Well, it's going to be difficult for them to do that. You know, you can't. It's like telling the same joke twice. You know, people are ready. You know, and so there's going to be citizens that will blow the whistle or alert them. Like there was that FBI agent in Milwaukee that knew about the that one terrorist.
Okay, all right, hold on 1 minute, Tommy. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. We have Kevin Booth, Tommy Chong, Josh Gilbert, and Matt Stevens. We'll be back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end. My only friend.
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, and we do have Alex Jones on the line. Alex, are you with us?
Yes, Burmes. Jason, I'm here at the beach with my family. Appreciate you sitting in, doing a great job. I just want to make a point, ask Tommy Chong a question, and then I'll throw it back to all you guys. First off, I want to thank Tommy Chong. I want to thank Kevin Booth. I want to thank the other filmmakers for coming on. I just want to say this. Sally Castillo, the DEA agent who exposed government drug dealing, on Frontline, the rest of it, but also in Kevin's film, he was just raided. Tommy has now been raided. I believe this is political punishment because this film has aired more than 50 times on Showtime. I'm hearing buzz all over the street. And, folks, you know I don't say I'm hearing buzz if I'm not. I'm hearing huge buzz for American Drug War, and I think it made them mad that Tommy stood back up to him, so they went after him. That said, Mr. Chong, do you think that they're targeting you, or does your gut tell you they're coming after you because you didn't take a raping without speaking up against it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they try to write a clause in my, punishment that I'm not supposed to profit from my crime in any way. And if I were to take them literally, then I wouldn't be able to do my stand-up routine or I wouldn't be able to work. So I asked my lawyer, and they said, they can't do anything. You know, they just ignore it. So that's what I've been doing. And so this is the result, you know.
Well, that's asinine to claim that you, incredibly famous icon, need to profit from them ruining your completely legitimate family business that you weren't even really completely involved in while they ship the drugs in. Again, it's just like terror. They ship the majority in. They only bust cartels that don't pay the cut into their banks, just like Scarface. That's based on a true story, the part with the banks laundering the money. It's the same thing. They organize the terror. They provocateur the terror. They foster the terror. They stage the terror. And I just wanted to say that I'm so honored that we've had congressmen and Charlie Sheen and, you know, Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and the German defense minister and all these people on the show. And now to have Tommy Chung come out on the show and say that he questions the official story. I mean, just so your statement is clear, are you saying you believe that they used it to take our liberties? Or are you saying that on top of it, you believe that they may have somehow been involved? I mean, you know, with the buildings being blown up, the hijacking drills that day the government was running. I mean, bottom line, what do you think about 9/11?
Well, yeah, you just said it right there. And the thing is, you know, you could speculate, but you don't have to speculate with facts. These are cold, hard facts. The facts that the bin Laden family was allowed to escape America, I mean, that's a fact. The fact that certain people weren't in the buildings that kind of knew the buildings were going to go down, that's a fact. And there's all these facts, and just like there's that fact of the firemen, you know, why the firemen were saving each other. You know, if when they found a dead fireman, that only firemen were allowed to rescue the body. You know, and there's a book out there about that, why that is. I won't even say on the air why that only firemen were allowed, because I want people to read for themselves, you know. So Google or whatever you can the New York firemen that were at the World Trade Center. And these are facts. And so I'm not one for speculating.
Absolutely.
You know,
Tommy, what do you think about Building 7 not hit by a plane but perfectly imploding? We have video of police, firemen, and others saying, the government says get back, we're going to bring it down. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that one, but I can believe it, you know. Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, absolutely. Well, I mean, just one more point. Bush signed the order to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11 and had two aircraft carriers and 44,000 U.S. troops massed around Tajikistan to invade Afghanistan. You don't set up an invasion in one day.
No, that takes 6 months at least, and even more longer. Yeah, that's the logistics. Just like they say, they can't remove the troops in one day, you know. And so setting them up is even harder, you know. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, we are in the midst of a big thing, and history is going to happen. You know, we're lucky. We're lucky. We're living through a very exciting part of our history.
We're living at a time when it's all coming out. I mean, the shooter.
Yeah.
The commander of killing JFK on his deathbed admitted it was on the cover of Rolling Stone, and we got the video of his father, St. John Hunt's father, E. Howard Hunt, admitting what we always knew. He was photographed being picked up as one of the tramps, and now the JFK thing is admitted. Well, in closing, I want to throw you back to Kevin Booth and, of course, Jason Burmis and the rest of the folks. We need to put major pressure on these guys to drop these selectively enforced charges. But just in closing, the war on drugs started in the 70s. There's triple the heroin, double the cocaine now that there was. Our police are militarized. We have more people in prison than any other country in the world. Everybody knows they control it. We've got to end this war on drugs now. And you'll be remembered as really an Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the fight against this tyranny, or as a Nelson Mandela for the political persecution you've gone through, Mr. Chong. And I just want to thank you for coming on my show. And everybody needs to, you know, really pray for you and support you and you know, call the different agencies involved in this. Call the media and not let them run you through the ringer again.
I appreciate that, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Take care, guys.
All right. So, Tommy, what do you think that we can do to put pressure on those who have taken Matt and Josh's videos, a.k.a. Tommy Chong? What can we do to support you? Is there a website? Is there something we can do, listeners can do?
The best support would be to buy the DVD. That's the best support because, you know, what they've done, you know, they've hurt us financially, as they always do. And what they're trying to do, again, is to get us to lawyer up so we can have that expense going, you know. So the best anybody could do is just what I'm doing. I'm going out and I'm working. I'm doing my gigs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in San Francisco next weekend. I just want everybody to be aware of akatommychong.com and get on that website and buy the product. That's the best revenge.
Yeah, and absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I've done with American Drug War is not only did I sit down and watch it with my girlfriend, but I also sat down and watched it with my 13-year-old sister. And I said, look, you know, this is really how it is. And she watched it, and she's just like, you know, that makes a lot more sense than what they're telling us. And, you know, why is it that we have, you know, triple the heroin, double the cocaine on the streets? I mean, Kevin, your film really lays it out that, yeah, they use dupes like Ricky Ross to funnel in their drugs.
Absolutely, but I'd like to just start by saying that I, you know, I had the pleasure of seeing the AKA Tommy Chong film several months ago, and it's an incredible film. It's a much more personal view than my film is, but I definitely recommend anybody that's gotten anything out of watching American Drug War, which you can get at AmericanDrugWar.com. I definitely recommend that you go to akatommychong.com right now and get a copy of that DVD before the government takes the rest of them. But, no, you're right. And, you know, making dupes out of Ricky Ross, but it's also important to factor in the whole pharmaceutical complex on this deal. 60 Minutes ran a story about a Bayer drug that is responsible, and the FDA has known that this drug called Tyrodol, has been killing literally thousands of people a month. It's a drug that they use during open heart surgery, and yet they allow that. Now, those people, you know, they're not going to get charged with domestic terrorism, even though they're responsible for more deaths per year than all illegal drugs combined. Meanwhile, they're locking up people, putting them in prison work camps for growing a plant.
Mm-hmm.
A plant which, by the way, like, you know, was part of the founding of this country, a plant that has been used medicinally for tens of thousands of years, and it's a very important factor of why marijuana is at the nexus of this whole thing. Because if they take marijuana out of the drug war equation, there's just not enough of, you know, heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, crystal meth, and all that to keep this whole drug war prison complex afloat. Because 85% of all illegal drug users only smoke marijuana. And so that's why marijuana has to be kept Schedule One, and that's one of the biggest scams that I would, you know, hope to see changed in my lifetime, along with the legalization of medical marijuana across the board. But we have to get marijuana taken out of Schedule One.
I'm with you there, but it'll be harder for them to push their brave new world on this society if they do that. I mean, they've got the people so drugged up on things like Prozac and Ritalin. It is almost like people are walking through society in like a consumerist daze. You know, you wonder why, you know, the mall culture is so big and why people don't really know what's going on in this country. It's because they're on Ritalin.
I know, and I'm at the point, too, where I'm sitting there, I'm here in Beverly Hills going, hey, wow, honey, look, gas is only $4.60. What a good deal. God, we're so lucky. And meanwhile, I turn on the news, and it's like 12 cents a gallon in Venezuela. Oops. You know, it's the same with, like, pharmaceutical and healthcare in Canada and other countries, just like the Michael Moore film pointed out. I mean, as Americans, we're being raped in every direction now.
Absolutely. Tommy, what's your view on the general populace right now? Are they just totally in a daze? Are they coming around? What do you think?
Well, there's always a percentage. You know, I look at it like in the music world, you know, the people that are turned on are like jazz lovers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're the tip of the iceberg. And then it goes down. During the 60s, we had, you know, there's a massive turn on of people. And then slowly, you know, that eroded, you know, went back to the alcohol fueled, you know, good old boy kind of thing. And I feel that, you know, the world, you know, the universe is perfect. We're going through an enlightenment, you know, and right now we're talking, the people that are on the panel right now, we're the, you know, we're ahead of everybody. We're the leaders. But there's millions of people out there that are looking for the truth. And you know, they obviously can't find it with religion. You know, religion is another controlling mind set, you know, to use to control people to get them to do their biddings.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing about marijuana. Marijuana gives you a choice. And I do this in my show. I said, for the first-time user, that feeling you get that kind of scares you, mm-hmm. it's called an original thought. You know, it's a thought that comes from within. It doesn't come from television or your teacher or your parents. It's an original thought. And enough people are coming around, you know, that has those thoughts. And you can tell by the consumers. You can tell by how many people are buying Priuses, mm-hmm. you know. So my view is very, very optimistic. Very optimistic. Because this, again, you know, this is the perfect planet we live on. And we think we can damage it, but we can't. You look at the tsunamis and you look at the cyclones. You know, if nature wants to wipe us all out, nature will do that. And if it gets to that point, that's exactly what will happen. But the people that are left, the people, you know, the meek shall inherit the earth, and that's us.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, I got to tell you, the way I look at it, the ruling class really doesn't want an informed populace. That's what they're working against. And we don't have really a massive informed populace. Like you said, we are the leaders. We are the top of the food chain right now, trying to inform others. And that's why I think people need to see films like AKA Tommy Chong, American Drug War, you know, Alex Jones's Endgame, my film Loose Change, Final Cut, because they do open your mind, and you can share them with others, and then you can create a change in this country.
Yeah. And by the way, there would be no need for our activism. If they never raided our warehouse, for instance, you know, if they never raided our warehouse, we would be limping along trying to convince people that there's a boogeyman, but now that's how it works, you know. Good old Mary Beth Loose Cannon, you know, she come in there and she just keeps this AKA film alive and well, and it's going to go all over the country, because when you tell people they're not supposed to see something, that's when they want to see it.
Absolutely.
Can I ask Josh? We haven't heard from Josh yet.
Sure.
Josh, can you tell us about Mary Beth's relationship to the drug czar John Walters?
Can you?
Well, I mean, it's in your
question.
Film. I mean, she worked alongside of him. I mean, weren't the two of them kind of together in that Operation Pipe Dreams? And I just think it's also interesting. Maybe you could comment about how Operation Pipe Dreams, well, it just sounds like the Cheech and Chong movie that we never got to see.
Well, it was striking to me when it happened. I mean, because Tommy and I go back quite a few years, and when I saw the CNN crawl announcing it, because I knew Tommy and Cheech were reuniting and looking for the perfect publicity stunt, you know, and when I saw the crawl, I thought, this has got to be a publicity stunt. and actually, when I talked to Matt the other day, and, you know, and he sounded a little winded and sort of, you know, kind of shell-shocked, obviously, having had his warehouse stormtrooped by, by these SWAT team commandos, I thought this has got to be a publicity stunt. You know, Matt engineered the perfect publicity stunt so that people would know about AKA Tommy Chong. Because it's just too weird, you know, and Eric Schlosser, the writer of Fast Food Nation, you know, says in the doc, he says, you know, what happened to Tommy under Operation Pipe Dreams, and even the name Operation Pipe Dreams, it's like the worst paranoid Cheech and Chong fantasy come to life, you know, and Tommy's recent, you know, renaming of Mary Beth Buchanan, Mary Beth Loose Cannon, you know, casts her perfectly as a Cheech and Chong villain in all of this.
No, it's classic, and then the fact that and
Mary Beth Loose Cannon. I mean, it's perfect.
And speaking of fast food too, I mean, it's just once again. I mean, more people die as a result of fast food every year, far more than probably even heroin, cocaine, and all the terrible drugs. Not that that doesn't make those right, but it's just the ability to turn those types of drugs into the boogeyman that has made it such an attractive device for these globalists.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
It seems like the elitists want to poison us in every way, shape, and form they possibly can, from, you know, the over-the-counter drugs to the food we eat that are just so full of, like, fluoride and just aspartame, just terrible, terrible things. It's so processed. I mean, Fast Food Nation is a pretty good flick for a fictional film. To
well,
really
it's a great
show you.
Book. I mean, as nonfiction.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I've only seen the movie with Greg Kinnear, but yeah, it's frightening. It's frightening what we put in our body, and then you try to put something natural into your body like marijuana, and you spend 9 months in prison for it, and then you make another movie, and they take your movie from you. And then they say, well, we don't have to give you back that product for 15 years. That's just unbelievable to me. You have any closing statements, Tommy?
Well, I just want everybody, you know, you know, get the AKA Tommy Chong. You know, I can talk forever, but the film itself really speaks volumes and volumes and volumes, because it's more than just, you know, how bad these people are acting. What it really shows, and it's just like the 9/11 thing, you know, it shows how insane these people are. And I think they've gone insane because of the food they're eating. You know, these are victims of their own demise, in a sense, you know.
And probably the prescription drugs that they take.
Yeah, the prescription drugs and the alcohol they consume. Look at Dick Cheney. He's a good example, you know. So you know, check out the film. And tell, I want everybody, you know, really to just take a deep breath and just enjoy this universe. Because one thing I learned in jail, man, anything can happen to you at any time.
All right, can you guys just hold over for one more segment till the top of the hour?
Sure.
All right, awesome. We'll be back with Tommy Chong and Kevin Booth.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mixed with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
All right, it is the Alex Jones Show. We are back with Tommy Chong and Kevin Booth, as well as Josh Gilbert and Matt Stevens of AKA Tommy Chong. You can get American Drug War over at Infowars.com. And Tommy, you were just finishing up a story about what you learned in prison. After that, I'd like you to talk about maybe the hypocrisy of those that smoke pot. And, I mean, there's millions of people in this country that smoke pot. I've heard a story that you used to hang out with Schwarzenegger, work out with him, smoke pot with him, but when you got picked up, he didn't want anything to do with you and he wouldn't even talk to you. So if you could talk about that after the prison story.
No, Arnold wouldn't take my call. Yeah, I've known Arnold since he got off the, you know, the boat. In fact, we used to teach him bad English. We'd teach him what to say to girls, you know, and then he'd get his face slapped, and then he'd catch on. But, yeah, Arnold, I knew pot was good for you for a few reasons. Number one, every Mr. Universe, when they were natural, you know, before they... And before they got into steroids,
mm-hmm.
and even after they got into steroids, that was the only thing they would do. They would do pot. They wouldn't do alcohol. They wouldn't do anything else, but they would smoke pot. And then, and the most intelligent ones, you know, there's like I won't name them, you know, but.
but there's also, definitely that meathead mentality in that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, these are like guys with degrees, you know, these are brilliant, brilliant people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so fussy about their diet. They won't eat, chicken if it's got a little bit of skin on it, you know. They're very, very healthy. They drink only water. You know, they want only pure things in their body. But the only recreational relaxant they do is marijuana. And then I just found out this recently, but the National Basketball League, the NBA, the players said, you can test us for anything, steroids, alcohol, anything, but don't test us for marijuana. If you do that, there won't be a league. There won't be the NBA because everybody in the NBA smokes pot.
Yeah, it's pretty well known.
I smoked many times with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And Kareem extended his playing career 7 years because he was in such good shape. And a lot of that you can attribute to marijuana. I'm almost 70 years old, and I, you know, I've got the body of a 69-year-old, you know.
Well, you always were in shape back in the day. I mean,
yeah.
that was one of the big things. Even you and Cheech were both in great shape.
Yeah, because you know, that was my drug of choice. And I'm calling it a drug now because everybody wants to call it a drug. So I'll call it a drug now. It's really a herb, you know, and it's used for medicine for many, many, many years. But yeah, you know, I owe my success, you know, to pot. If it wasn't for pot, I would be some, you know, I don't know what I'd be. You know, I'd probably be some day laborer, you know, in Canada. But if it wasn't for pot. Pot just opened my brain. And even when I was in jail, and I was, the greatest thing about it is that I didn't have to smoke it, you know. And they tried to catch me. They tempted me. They had people come up and offer me pot almost every day, and then they would drug test me because they thought for sure I was addicted, you know.
Uh-huh, and that you were gonna spend some more time in prison.
Yeah, they'd be in the system. But as soon as I had to quit, I quit, and it was so easy. It was the easiest thing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. And all the other potheads in prison, they agreed with me. But we found another plant in there called lion's ear.
Mm-hmm.
And it grows, in fact, we grew it in prison, and we used to smoke that, and that was a really nice sedative, you know, put us to sleep real nice.
Gotcha. Now, before we go, and I thank you guys for coming on, does it bother you that once Schwarzenegger gets into politics, he refuses to talk to you?
Well, you know, Arnold, I just seen Arnold a little while ago, you know, and he recognized me, and he talked to me, he gave me a big high, but that's the way politics work,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why, like Bill Clinton said, had to say he never inhaled.
Of course. Know? All right, thank you so much, guys. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this with Jack McClam.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.